Thank you for calling Mint Hill Tool Rental. This is Dan. How can I help you?
Hey, Dan. Can I speak with William, please?
Yeah. 1 second.
Thank you.
It's Tony.
Hey, Tony. I was looking for, we're looking for William.
Yeah, I go by both names. Yes, sir. How are
you? Okay, sorry about that. I'm doing good. I called a couple minutes ago, and you wanted me to call you back. My name's Kyle here with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
That's good. So I just want to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we'd shot your way. It was based off of some financing you'd done with Advance, like mid-2014. Does that ring a bell?
Okay. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, based off that good lending history you'd got going with them, we were able to get you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital here for about $250K. So just wanted to see how business was going for you.
It's good. Things are good, Kyle. I hope good in your world.
Oh, they're good here, too. I thank you for that. Do you have any like plans for bringing on any new equipment around the shop or anything like that?
Probably in about 90 days. We can't do anything right now, but I'd say about between the September-October timeline, we should be able to do something.
Okay, and what would you be looking to do? And then what kind
probably
of equipment?
Probably get into a mini excavator, possibly another skid steer. You know, we're probably in the 75 to 100,000 range or something like that.
Okay. Of course, yeah. What are you going to use that skid steer for? What are those popular for?
Yeah, those are, well, I'm in the rental business, so I'll actually be renting them out.
Oh, okay.
Rent it out, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what kind of lifetime do they have on those?
Typically, I keep them about 3 to 4 years. I mean, they'll run 10 to 15 years, but I find that circling through just works better.
Of course. So after you're finished with those, do you usually sell them off then?
Yep.
After those 3 years? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can you also do, like, maintenance on them to keep them running pretty good then?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yep, got to do that.
Okay. Alrighty, well, you know, like I said, we do have you pre-approved here for $250K, so, you know, those might fall right within that. And, you know, our equipment financing is kind of like a traditional loan, so, you know, it's kind of like a car loan, if that that might be something sounds like you'd be interested in.
Okay. Yes, that works for us.
Works for you? Okay, is there maybe an email that I can shoot you over some information to?
Okay, it's T Long, L-O-N-G, 56@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So you said you're looking to do that within like the next 90 days or so?
Yeah, I would say that's right. Uh-huh.
Okay, is that like a pretty busy season coming up? Is that why you're looking to do that?
Well, it won't be quite as busy. So right now we're extremely busy. So it'll start waning a little bit, getting ready for the next year. Actually, so I find if we do it in that timeline, it just works good.
Okay, that's perfect. So you kind of is that when you kind of buckle down and get a lot of maintenance done on them too? Is when the slower time starts to come around?
That's correct.
All righty. Well, you know, we do have some pretty good programs here, and we on our equipment, it's actually a 90-day deferred program. So, you know, if you did get all your information into us and applications in and whatnot, which is a really quick and easy process, you'd have 90 days to, you know, accept or decline the offer.
Okay.
So. You know, it's like some firing power for you, so you can kind of know what numbers you're working with and kind of have it in mind. Does that sound like something you might be interested in?
That works good, Kyle. Yes, sir.
That works good? All righty. Well, I'll send you over the application for that equipment and the short list of the stuff we need. And is there maybe a good time to call back, get in touch with you, and follow up?
If you want to do something first of the week, we'll be good to... Today and tomorrow I'm going to be pretty slammed, but I'd say maybe by Tuesday of next week we'll have a little time here. So.
Okay, and then that'd be great. I'll follow up with you then. When do you think you'd be able to get the application back to me?
I should be able to do it. I'll get it to you Monday, but if you want to follow up, I can't do it today or tomorrow. But if you want
That's no problem at all.
If you want to wait till later in the week to follow up, that's good too. Whatever works in your schedule.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Well, I'll follow up with you Tuesday or Wednesday, and hopefully I can see that application by Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, you have a good one, Tony.
All right, thanks. Take care, Kyle.
You too. Bye-bye.